السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, we'll begin with some recitation of the Quran from Abdul Rahman bin Sajid. Inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذاريات ذروا فالحاملات وقرا فالجاريات يسرا فالمقسمات أمرا إنما توعدون لصادق وإن الدين لواقع. والسماء ذات الحبك إنكم لفي قول مختلف يؤفك عنه من أفك. قتل الخراصون الذين هم في غمرة ساهون يسألون أيان يوم الدين يوم هم على النار يفتنون. ذوقوا فتنتكم هذا الذي كنتم به تستعجلون. إن المتقين في جنات وعيون آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم. وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين. وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون. وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون. فورب السماء والأرض إنه لحق مثل ما أنكم تنطقون.
MashaAllah, beautiful recitation, Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khairan for coming to our annual Jalsa, Alhamdulillah. And for all your support throughout the years and the years before, Alhamdulillah. Also, you may or may not have seen the potential plans as well, so please keep supporting the masjid and the madrasa as much as possible. And inshallah, please, I humbly request your special du'as for this project as well, inshallah. Next, I would like to call upon Abdul Muhaymin, Shayan Patel, Isa Patel, and Muhammad Roshni from the Year 3 Boys Class, who are going to perform a role play, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, inshallah, we will be doing a role play about one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day, a father wanted to test his three children, Shayan, Abdul Muhaymin, and Muhammad. He tested them by giving them awesome sweets and said, "Eat these sweets in a place where no one can see you. And once you've eaten them, come and tell me." The children all went in different directions. Shayan went to his room, closed the door, and sat in the corner of his room to eat the sweets. Abdul Muhaymin went into the cupboard under the stairs where he ate the sweets in the dark. Muhammad saw and saw going from one room to another, but he could not think of a place without anyone seeing him. He knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could see him wherever he was. Therefore, he came back to his father with the sweets. Shayan and Abdul Muhaymin came back and told their father where they had eaten their sweets.
"I went to my room, closed the door, and sat in the corner of my room to eat my sweets. I went in the cupboard under the stairs and ate my sweets in the dark.
Muhammad returned the sweets to his father and said,
I could not find a single place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not watching me.
Dear children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching us wherever we may be. We should not do anything wrong, even in secret. Jazakallahu khair.
MashaAllah, Jazakallahu khairan. Next, I would like to call upon the reception girls who are going to recite their first kalima, inshaAllah. MashaAllah, Jazakallah khairan. Next, I would like to call upon, inshaAllah, the year one boys who are going to recite Imani Mufassal. MashaAllah, well done. Next, inshaAllah, I'd like to call upon Zayan Fahad from the Year 3 boys, who is going to teach us some du'as.
Assalamu alaikum. InshaAllah, today I will be reciting some du'as. Wearing clothes. Alhamdulillah, alladhi kasani hadha thawba wa razakanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. Looking in the mirror. Allahumma hassanta khulki fahassin khuluki. Before starting wudu, bismillahi walhamdulillah. After finishing wudu, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. We should implement these du'as which I read in our daily lives, as it is very rewarding. The Almighty will bless us. It's so easy to gain reward just for stuff we are going to do anyway. Jazakallahu khayran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. MashaAllah, we have seen young children, small children performing in front of everyone and sharing some of the things which they have learnt throughout the year. As we have seen, we started with the recitation of the Quran, and after the recitation of the Quran there was a role play with regards to the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us at all times. And this is a belief that we instill in the children from a very, very young age. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ittaqullah haythu ma kunt." That fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. So this is one of the beliefs that we try and instill in the kids, that wherever we are, no matter in the darkness of the night or during the day or in a corner or wherever, where no one seemingly is watching us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching us. And this is a lesson for the older people as well, that we need to constantly remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware. Allah knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording everything, and on the day of Qiyamah, I will be asked regarding these things. So this is a core part of our aqidah and our belief. Moving on, the kalima was recited by the young girls, the reception girls, and Imani Mufassal, in which again our beliefs have been explained, was learnt and recited. Alhamdulillah, they are not only memorizing these kalimas that we also learnt when we were young children, but they are also being taught the meaning and the explanation in very simple words where they can understand, and their core aqidah and their core belief can be instilled in their minds and in their hearts. And then the masnoon du'as, again, in this day and age where many people are complaining about depression, many people are complaining about problems, anxiety, many things like this, and then the prescription of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best prescription for all our difficulties during the day, during the night, during the evening, during the morning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in the hadith some du'as through which we can protect ourselves and our children also. So we should try and learn these du'as which we teach the children in the madrasa. These du'as are not only for the children. These du'as are for everyone. These are masnoon du'as which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to read, and he would teach the sahaba these du'as. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to implement and make these du'as part of our life. Ameen.
Next, I would like to call upon Muhammad Mullah from the year 5 boys class, who is going to recite the Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Beautiful recitation. Next, inshallah, I would like to call upon the reception boys who are going to tell us the first 10 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, beautifully done. Alhamdulillah. Next, I would like to call upon Muhammad Imran and Musa, inshallah, who are going to also teach us the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we will be reciting 1 to 60 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman,
the gracious,
ar-Rahim,
the most merciful,
al-Malik,
the king,
al-Quddus,
the pure one,
as-Salam,
the source of peace,
al-Mu'min,
the inspirer of faith,
al-Mu'aymin,
the guardian,
al-Aziz,
the mighty,
al-Jabbar,
the compeller,
al-Mutakabbir,
the greatest,
al-Khaliq,
the creator,
al-Bari',
the maker,
al-Musawwir,
the shape of beauty,
al-Ghaffar,
the forgiving,
al-Qahhar,
the subduer,
al-Wahhab,
the giver of all,
al-Razzaq,
the provider,
al-Fattah,
the opener,
al-Alim,
the all-knowing,
al-Qabir,
the withholder,
al-Basit,
the expander,
Al-Khafid,
the reducer,
Al-Rafi',
the exalter,
Al-Mu'izz,
the honorer,
Al-Muzil,
the humiliator,
Al-Sami',
the all-hearing,
Al-Basir,
the all-seeing,
Al-Hakam,
the judge,
Al-Adil,
the just,
Al-Latif,
the subtle one,
Al-Khabir,
the all-aware,
Al-Halim,
the forbearing,
Al-Azim,
the magnificent,
Al-Ghafur,
the forgiver,
Al-Shakur,
the grateful,
Al-Ali,
the most high,
Al-Kabir,
the most great,
Al-Hafidh,
the preserver,
Al-Muqit,
the sustainer,
Al-Hasib,
the reckoner,
Al-Jalil,
the majestic,
Al-Karim,
the ultimate trustee,
Al-Raqib,
the watchful,
Al-Mujib,
the responder,
Al-Wasi',
the all-embracing,
Al-Hakim,
the wise,
Al-Wadud,
the loving one,
Al-Majid,
the glorious one,
Al-Ba'ith,
the resurrector,
Al-Shahid,
the witness,
Al-Haq,
the truth,
Al-Wakil,
the gracious,
Al-Qawi,
the most strong,
Al-Mateen,
the firm one,
Al-Wali,
the supporter,
Al-Hamid,
the all-praised,
Al-Muhsi,
the appraiser,
Al-Mubdi,
the originator,
Al-Mu'id,
the restorer,
Al-Muhyi,
the giver of life.
Jazakallahu
khairan
for listening.
Subhanallah. Next, inshallah, I would like to call upon Muhammad Sidar, Muhammad Arham, Sulaiman Raja, and Rayyan Lambat, who are also going to teach us the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has 99 names. Whosoever memorizes them will enter paradise.
These are the 99 names of Allah. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim al-Malik al-Quddus as-Salam al-Mu'min al-Muhaymin al-Aziz al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir al-Khaliq al-Bari' al-Musawwir al-Ghaffar القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكام العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسن المبدي المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدم المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الولي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور جزاك الله خيرا فلسني.
ما شاء الله. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the purpose of our life in the Quran, where he says that I did not create insan and jinnat except to worship me. And the mufassirun, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, liya'budun means liya'rifun, so that they may recognize me. And the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be gained through pondering and learning the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith which was mentioned by one of the students, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. Whoever learns them, then that person will enter Jannah. So learning them, understanding who our Creator is, this is also one of the things that alhamdulillah we teach the students from the very beginning, from the reception class. They learn the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the names are explained. We saw how our students, Musa and Muhammad Imran, they were also reading the meaning of the names that they had learnt, the 60 names that they have learnt so far, with the meaning and the explanation is also given by the teachers and the asatidha. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the students who have participated.
Amen. Next, inshallah, I would like to call upon Isa Raja from the year 3 boys class to recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Next, inshallah, I would like to call upon the year 2 boys class, Rayyan Laher and Muhammad Nicholas from the year 3 boys class, who are going to perform a nasheed.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا من صليت بكل الأنبياء.
يا
من في قلبك رحمة للناس، يا من ألفت قلوبا بالإسلام، يا حبيبي يا شفيعي يا رسول الله، لأمي وأبي فديتك سيدي، صلاة وسلام عليك يا نبي حبيبي يا محمد، أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد، حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين يا محمد،
يا من حليت حياتك بالإيمان، يا من جمالك علمت الإحسان، يا من نورت قلوبا بالقرآن، يا حبيبي يا شفيعي يا رسول الله، بأمي وأبي فديتك سيدي، سلامة وسلام عليك يا نبي حبيبي يا محمد، أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد، حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين يا محمد، صلى الله على خاتم الأنبياء محمد، محمد رحمة للعالمين، رحمة للعالمين محمد، محمد رحمة للعالمين، رحمة للعالمين محمد، محمد رحمة للعالمين، رحمة للعالمين حبيبي يا محمد، أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد، حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين يا محمد، حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد، حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين يا محمد.
جزاك الله for listening.
جزاك الله خيرا. Next, inshallah, I would like to call upon Muhammad Murad, Rehan Mayat, Sahil Bamji, Suleiman Laki, and Usman Ahmed from the Year 4 Boys Class, who are going to teach us a hadith.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. The best dua is Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so much. He informs us in the Quran that if we thank Him, He will give us more. Our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us of the best dua. Through dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for different things we want. But if we keep thanking Him, then automatically we will get more and more. So it is truly the best dua. Alhamdulillah.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
Ad-du'a silah al-mu'min. Du'a is a weapon of a believer. Du'a is when a person asks and begs from Allah subhanahu ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, du'a is a weapon of a believer. Just as a weapon protects you from your enemy, similarly du'a protects a person.
Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu imaduddin. Salah is a pillar of deen. A building cannot stand without a pillar. Without Salah, a person cannot have deen. Salah is such a worship that makes us different from other religions. Salah will be the first thing we will be questioned about in the day of judgment. The people of Jahannam will be asked what led them to Jahannam. They will say, we were not about the people who used to pray Salah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-haya'u sha'batum min al-iman. Modesty is part of Iman. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if you do not have modesty, you can do as you wish. Modesty stops us from doing evil. We should not do evil. Instead, we should be modest in all the parts of our life.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. The world is a prison for the believer and a paradise for a disbeliever. Paradise is a place where all desires are fulfilled, whereas in a prison, a person cannot have whatever he wants whenever he wants. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that in this world, a person cannot have whatever he wants whenever he wants, so it is like a prison. But a disbeliever follows his desires, so this world is like a paradise for him. A believer will get what he desires in Jannah.
Jazakallah khairan for listening.
Jazakallah khairan. Next, inshallah, I would like to call upon Zaid Lambat from year 5 boys class, who is going to perform a nasheed, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I will be doing a nasheed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. زينت السماء وغطت الجبال أمرت البها وخلقت الجنام سيرت الكواكب أرضت النجوم فجرت الأنهار فأرحت القلوب وللإباد أنزلت الإسلام وللهداية أنزلت القرآن وبالسلام أرسلت الأنبياء من الظلام إلى الضياء سألت هنا غفات يدي أو رحمة وسعت كل شيء في ضفي ربي أشكو إليك لكنني ظلم بما قضيت إن شئت قلت كن فيكون وزلت أني كل الهموم أنت الكريم وأنت الرحيم أنت السلام وأنت السميع Majestic and mighty, the king of the worlds, the lord of creations and the heavens above. You're closer to me than my jugular vein. You answer my prayers when I'm hurt and in pain. And in return for worship and love, you gave eternal peace beyond earth. And all around, we see all your signs. Hear every prayer, so here's mine. سألت هنا رفعت يدي أو رحمة وسعت كل شيء في ضفي ربي أشكو إليك لكنني أعلم بما قضيت إن شئت قلت كن فيكون وعزلت أني كل الهموم أنت الكريم وأنت الرحيم أنت السلام وأنت السميع سألت هنا غفات يدي أو رحمة وسعت كل شيء
في ضفي ربي أشكو إليك لكنني وان بما قضيت إن شئت قلت كن فيكون وعزلت أني كل الهموم أنت الكريم وأنت الرحيم أنت السلام وأنت السميع جزاك الله خيرا فلسنين
ما شاء الله تبارك الله. In the Quran recitation, our student Isa recited some verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers that the way to overcome difficulties and hardships, there are two things we must do. One is sabr, patience. Accept that this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do not complain regarding the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two is salah. Perform salah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for steadfastness. And then in the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us that we will surely be tested. In this life, we will be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Sometimes we will lose our wealth, sometimes we will lose our crops, and sometimes we will also lose the people who we love around us. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Then he commands the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give glad tidings to those people that when any affliction, any difficulty reaches them, then they say إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, that indeed we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning everything that was given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was His favor, it was His ni'mah, it was His ihsan that He gave us these things. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And ultimately we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever adopts this attitude of sabr and accepts the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this difficulty and this grief easy for him in the world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send special mercies upon them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And they are the ones who have been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must also remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came as a role model for us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, was born as an orphan. Before he was born, his father passed away. When he was 6 years old, his mother passes away. When he is 8 years old, his grandfather, who is looking after him, who is his guardian, he passes away. Abdul Muttalib passes away. And then he comes into the guardianship of Abu Talib. He receives Nubuwah. After he receives Nubuwah, the people of Makkah turn against him. He goes to Taif. And the people of Taif throw stones at him, expel him, so much so that he starts to bleed. And then he returns to Makkah Mukarramah. After returning to Makkah Mukarramah, he bears the difficulty in preaching Islam, in teaching the people. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'een face the persecution of the people of Makkah. And then eventually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to leave Makkah Mukarramah because it becomes too much, and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to leave Makkah Mukarramah. So if we look through the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through so much difficulty, so much pain, that we cannot compare our pain, our difficulty with the difficulty and the pain and the tests that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. In one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explains to us that ashaddul bala'i al-anbiya, that the ones who are tested the most are the Anbiya, the Prophets. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ Then the ones who are closer to the Prophets and the ones who are closer to the Prophets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes tests His beloved servants. Even though we should always ask for afiyah, but if the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then we have to look into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how many difficulties and trials and tribulations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through and how he navigated through this. And some of the, even the nasheed which was performed was regarding the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that despite going through all these difficulty and persecution from the kuffar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always make dua for them. And he would say that maybe if they don't accept Islam, then from their nasl and from their offspring someone will accept Islam. And that's exactly what happened. Through the du'as and the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this deen reached us. So it's the right of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we learn about his life, and we study his life, and we study the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we teach it to our children. And finally, in the nasheed which was recited in front of you, again the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were mentioned. Again, a reminder for all of us that in these times of difficulties, trials and tribulations, we must always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding.
Inshallah, next I would like to call upon the year one girls who are going to perform a nasheed on Palestine, inshallah.
Pain, your pain, Philistine, Philistine, will be free.
ما شاء الله. Next, inshallah, I would like to call upon Binyamin Bamji from the year 5 boys class, who is going to teach us a hadith.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today I will be talking about being a good character. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خالق الناس بخلق حسن. Deal with people with good manners. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the best manners, and he encourages us to use them. Manners aren't for the elite or the upper class, not for people who are white, black, etc. Manners don't change with time either. Here are some examples. Moving home from the road, helping someone in need, and making space for a person in a gathering. There are many more. Now this group is going to tell us about being a good neighbor.
Adam Sallu, Muhammad Kamal, Muhammad Ayan from the year 5 boys. Sorry, Yasin Lambat, Khizar Ali, and Aryan Ahmed also.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'll be telling you about how to be a good neighbor. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not associate anything with Him. And be good to parents and kind men and orphans and the needy and the close neighbor and the distant neighbor and the companion at your side and the wayfarer and those slaves who are owned by you. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those who are arrogant and proud. Our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the last day should be generous to his neighbor. Narrated by Malik. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best friend in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is he who is a well-wisher of his companions, and the best neighbor is he who behaves best towards his neighbors. Narrated by Tirmidhi.
Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abu Dharr, when you prepare the gravy, add water to that and give that as a present to your neighbor. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he will not enter paradise when his neighbor is not secure from his wrongful conduct. Abu Shuraih radiallahu anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by Allah he does not believe, by Allah he does not believe, by Allah he does not believe. It was said, who is that, O Allah's Messenger? He said, that person whose neighbor does not feel safe from his evil. What we need to understand is that the way of life that was brought down to mankind through our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not restricted and limited to just acts of worship alone. To be a good Muslim, you need to be a good human, a good citizen, a good friend, a good neighbor, and a good companion. The foundation can be understood from the following saying of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam: a Muslim is the one from whose hands and tongue other Muslims are safe.
This is the starting point and the end point. We must not be a means of harm for anybody. The closest people to us after our immediate families are our neighbors. These hadith are teaching us how to live with people around us. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He is not a believer who eats to his fill, whilst his neighbor beside him goes hungry." Narrated by Sahih al-Bukhari.
Jazakallahu khair to this group who has told us about being a good neighbor. Now this group over here is going to tell us about removing harm from the road.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we'll be talking about removing harm from the road.
Removing something harmful from the road has been called sadaqah. Sadaqah is known as charity in Islam. And our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Give sadaqah without delay, for it stands in the way of calamity."
It is such a simple act, yet we are so rewarded for it. There is an amazing story mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari about a person who was walking one day and saw a branch which was obstructing the pathway. He decided to move it out of the way to make it easy for people to pass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved his action so much that he forgave him and granted him Jannah just because of this one deed. Subhanallah, how merciful and kind is our Lord.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Iman has 60 or 70 branches. The least of them is to remove harm from the road.
Since it is a part of Iman, it shows how important this act is. Let us think for a moment. Why is there so much importance placed on such a small action? When looking over many ahadith, one reason that can be understood is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person helping another and detests a person who hurts another. When you remove something harmful from the road, you did not directly help a person, but you may have saved a person from getting hurt and falling into difficulty.
What makes this action more special is that you do not know who you are helping or how many people you will benefit from your small efforts. Imagine you're walking and you see a banana peel in the middle of the pathway. You pick it up and place it in the bin.
After carrying out this sadaqah, you go away. Shortly after, a child comes running down the road, followed by an elder. Then comes a person who cannot see so clearly, and thereafter a person in a wheelchair. Think if the banana peel had still been there. The child could have broken his leg, and the elder may have slipped and hurt himself. Similar things could have happened to the visually impaired person or the wheelchair user. All these people were saved through one action of yours. So in fact, you helped them more than you can imagine.
A small deed they may seem, but the result of carrying it out or ignoring it can be very different.
Abu Barza al-Aslami, radiallahu anhu, said, "I said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show me the action by which I'll enter Jannah." He said, "Remove harmful things from people's paths."
Sadly, today we see a very different picture. Many people, instead of removing harm from the road and pathways, create harm for people. We sometimes forget that others will walk after us on the road we are strolling along.
If someone falls or gets hurt because of our carelessness, what will happen to us when the sight of this person comes out? Will it not be against us? Has our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam not warned us to be aware of the dua of the oppressed one?
Is it really worth it? Are we so lazy that we can't wait until we find a dustbin? Should we be eating whilst we are walking anyways? What is us who slip and fractured our bone? These are questions we need to ask ourselves before we throw rubbish.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Charity is prescribed for each descendant of Adam every day the sun rises." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was then asked, "From what do we give charity every day?"
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, "The doors of goodness are many: enjoying good, forbidding evil, removing harm from the road. All of these are charities prescribed for you."
Jazakallah for listening. May Allah give the tawfiq and the understanding of these hadith.
Ameen. Jazakallah khairan. Finally, I would like to call upon Zaid Patel to recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله تبارك الله ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions in the Quran that don't ever think that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. And we see our brothers and sisters, our mothers, our children, what sort of oppression they are going through in the lands of Sham, in the blessed land of Palestine, and especially in Gaza, and in the Nasheed, which was beautifully performed by the girls. We are reminded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. And the perseverance and the sabr and the patience of the people over there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. And they will be rewarded accordingly. Their shuhada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward their shuhada. Their orphans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. Their widows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. The question for us is that what are we doing when the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in such a state? So this is a question that we need to ask ourselves constantly. We need to remind ourselves every single day that what am I doing, what have I done? Have I put down the musalla? Have I put down the musalla and read 2 rak'ats and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did I wake up in the middle of the night and begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for our brothers and sisters across the globe? So the worry and the concern of the ummah is also a part of our deen. It's also part of iman. A person who practices and performs all his salah and he gives his obligatory charity zakat and he has performed hajj, but he does not have the pain and the worry and the concern of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this person has deficiency in his iman. So we must try and build the worry and the concern and the pain for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mu'minuna ka rajulin wahid, in ishtaka 'aynuhu ishtaka kulluhu, wa in ishtaka ra'suhu ishtaka kulluhu." Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam, that the believers are like one body. If the eye hurts, then the entire body hurts. And if their head hurts, then their entire body is restless. This is our ummah, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should try and make as much dua as possible, aid them financially, aid them in any other way possible, but do our part. So on the day of Qiyamah, we can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that I tried to do something for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith which were explained by the year 5 class, again the teachings of Islam, the beautiful character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that explain the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an," that the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Qur'an, meaning everything which has been mentioned in the Qur'an that you should do. All the qualities that you should bring in your life, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had it. And everything a person should abstain from, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would abstain from it. Even small things, or something which we perceive as small, as removing harm from the path, is a sadaqah, is a charity. And this is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that even for our small actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us reward. So again, the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the akhlaq and the adab, which are the etiquettes, all of these things are taught in the madrasa, and the madrasa can, alhamdulillah, teach these things. And whilst the students are in madrasa, the asatida can prompt them to implement these qualities and these characters and these du'as that we have heard. But outside of madrasa, the teacher has very limited control, and it's up to the parents, and this is our appeal to the parents as well. Alhamdulillah, many are doing it as well, that we constantly remind our children that first and foremost, we are believers. We are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are believers in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything. And with regards to the du'as, the masnoon du'as, then we prompt our children that what's the du'a, or when we sit down to eat, then recite the du'a for eating. When we wake up, recite the du'a for waking up. And these things will bring barakah in our household as well. And these small actions of the children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down barakah in our households because of these small actions of the children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding and the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the performances of every single student. Alhamdulillah, in our jalsa, our madrasa is not so big, but in our jalsa, every student of the madrasa has performed in the jalsa. Every single student of the madrasa has performed in the jalsa, in the girls' jalsa as well. Alhamdulillah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of the parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of the teachers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all the well-wishers of the madrasa, everyone who has supported the madrasa throughout the year in any way, shape or form. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them relief from calamities and difficulties in their life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all of their intentions and aspirations that they have for their children and for themselves as well. I mean, now inshallah, moving on, we are going to do the award ceremony, the examinations that took place, and the students of the year, etc. The awards will be given, and Hafiz Adil can enlighten you more, inshallah.
جزاك الله خيرا Inshallah, if each ustad can give the awards out to their students, if they can just come forward. We'll start with the reception boys class. Maulana Amanullah, if you just come up, inshallah, you can give them the award, inshallah. I know you are all eager to know where you came. Alhamdulillah. Reception boys class. In goal position, Adam Rawat. MashaAllah. Next, Khalid Mansoor, in goal position also. Muhammad Ali Umar, also in goal position.
Well done.
Next, inshallah, the silver positions. Muhammad Rawat, mashallah, well done. Hashim Butt, MashaAllah. And Yusuf Bula, MashaAllah.
This way.
Next, inshallah, in the bronze position, Rehan Kamran, mashallah. Isa Takolia, well done, mashallah.
It's okay, take your time. Well done.
Hayyan Amir Khan, but he's away at the moment. Well done, Hayyan. And Adam Zain Lahe. Well done, mashallah.
Adam. This one. Right hand.
Well done, mashallah. Well done, boys, mashallah. We all did really well. Alhamdulillah. Next, we are going to move on to our reception girls class. In goal position, Faiza Rawat. Mashallah. Amelia Patel, but unfortunately she could not make it. Well done, Amelia. And Aisha Rawat in goal position. Well done, mashallah.
It's okay, slowly.
Next, silver position, Mina Hilfayaz.
Right hand. Well done, Jazakallah.
Aiza Khizr.
Right hand.
Zara Zahir. Next, the bronze position, Aiza Adnan. Ayla Lahe.
This way, Ayla, this way. This way. Well done, mashallah.
Anaya Khan. Well done, mashallah. Umeiza Bada. Umeiza is not here today. Mashallah, well done. Jazakallah khairan, Hafiz Amir. Boys and girls, calm down. I know we are excited. That's good. Just try and be a little bit quiet for the other classes to come and get their reward. Boys and girls, in goal position in the year one boys class, Ayan Ahmed Loga. Mashallah, well done.
Mashallah, well done.
Next, Adil Bulsari. MashaAllah, well done. Next, in the silver position, Adam Kadir.
Well done, buddy. Right on. You got too much.
Abu Bakr Roshni.
Well done, mashallah.
Isa Dawji.
Musaf, Atle Bejan.
Boys and girls.
Oh, sorry.
In bronze position, Shakil Patel, mashallah.
Right hand. Right hand. Where's your right hand gone?
Hasnain Jibda. Well done. Mus'ab Nizar. MashaAllah, well done. Mus'ab. Well done, mashallah.
Right hand.
Well done, mashallah. Jazakallahu khairan, my smart. Year one girls class.
Year one girls, Habiba Kasrada, Maryam Rawat, Fatima Daji, in the silver position, children, settle down, children. In the silver position, Aira Umar. Aisha Raja. And Asma Zahra Mullah. In the bronze position, Aisha Pathan, Sahla Khan, Sara Daji, and Leila Boskovsky. Year two boys class, Mona was there. If you come forward, please. Okay. In goal position, Muhammad Yusuf Akhtar.
Talha Bula. Mohammed Zian Hussein. Ahmed Mullah in silver position. Muhammad Yaqub Mahmoud. Rayyan Zahid in silver position. Next in the bronze position, Muhammad Zain Takolia.
Hafiz Amin.
Salahuddin Khiani. Muhammad Lunat. Adam Vali. Next, year 3 boys class, Hafiz Tahir. In gold position, Isa Raja. Isa Patel. Abdurrahman bin Sajid. Abdurrahman bin Sajid. In silver position, Abdul Mohaimin Butt. Zayan Fayaz. Muhammad Roshni. In bronze position, Muhammad Nicholas. Shayan Patel. Rayyan Laha. and Abdullah Javid. JazakAllah khairan, Hafiz Taif. Settle down, boys and girls. Few more classes left. Year 4 boys class in goals position. Rayyan Lambat. Mohammed Sidat. Zaid Patel. In silver position, Muhammad Arham. Usman Ahmed. Muhammad Murad. Sahil Bamji. In bronze position, Rehan Mayat. Suleiman Laki. Isa Patel, but Isa Patel was not able to make it today. Well done, Isa. And Suleiman Raja. Year 5 boys class. Boys and girls, in goal position, Muhammad Kamal. Musa Yaqub. Zaid Lambat. In silver position, Binyamin Bamji. Khizar Ali. Muhammad Ayan. Adam Sallu. In bronze position, Muhammad Imran Khan. Muhammad Mullah. Muhammad Mullah. Aryan Ahmed. And Yasin Lamba. Moving on to the next award, the final award. Boys and girls, are you listening? So where every year the Ustad or the Asatiza, they choose who their student of the year was, whether that's for fantastic manners, effort, behavior, listening, few things. So they have chosen their student of the year. That doesn't mean that any of you were not good. It's just that this person was just a little bit exceptional, really good. Alhamdulillah. So I will start with the reception boys class. Muhammad Rawat. MashaAllah, well done. Two hands. Reception girls class, Hafiz Amir, if you can come up, please. Ji. Faiza Rawat. Mona Ismail, if you can come forward for the year one boys. Adil Bulsari. Girls, Aisha Raja.
MashaAllah, well done. You did really well. You made your mistake better as well. You know, MashaAllah, well done. Okay.
Year two boys, Mona Uzay, if you can come up, please. Rayyan Zahid. Year three boys, Hafiz Tahir, Isa Patel, Maulana Usama, if you can come up. Year four boys, Mohammed Sidat. And lastly, year five boys, Maulana Amanullah, Zaid Lambat. Jazakallahu khairan. Inshallah, that concludes our jalsa. Jazakallahu khairan for attending. Please support, keep supporting the masjid and the madrasa. Inshallah, we'll conclude with the dua. And thereafter, the children will go back into their classes. The year four and the year five class will be at the back of the masjid. Everybody else will go back into their respective classes, inshallah. And the parents can collect them. from there, inshallah. We will conclude with a dua, inshallah.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله علانيته وسره فحقنا أنت أن تعبد وحقنا أنت أن تحمد وأنت على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بجميع المحامد كلها اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم ربنا إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين
If the parents can remain seated for a moment Hafiz Amir if you can take the reception girls back to classroom one Mara Ismail, if you can take your class back. Hafiz Tahir, if you can take your class back and Mara Usama, if you can take your class back. The year 4 and the year 5 boys will be at the back of the masjid. Reception boys.
Just wait for me. I'm going to send it to your father.
The year 2 boys will also be in the masjid. Just if parents, you can go collect your children, inshallah, from the classes. Year 1 girls, you can come forward, you can collect them from here, inshallah.